CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. Our guest today is Stan Cox, author of the book Losing Out Cool. Go pick it up, and you will, too, discover why the Atlantic Magazine 2012 Reader's Choice for being a brave thinker. And before the break, we were talking about air conditioning. Is it good? Is it bad? Why you should use less of it? And now I'm going to go back to CJ and Stan. And before the break, she said it's going to tell us how using less AC is going to help us in losing weight. So I can't wait to hear that one.
That's a huge promise, but I think it can deliver. So welcome back, everyone, to the Fire It Up with CJ show. So I was reading Stan's book, Losing Our Cool, and it had some really interesting points about health that I had never really thought about until the book. And there are actually health benefits for acclimating ourselves to having a more variable and hotter temperatures. And today in this segment, Stan Cox, who wrote the book, Losing Our Cool, is going to be sharing with us the health benefits, including weight loss, on why using AC is actually better for us. So, but I wanted to start off, though, with this comment that I made flippantly, but it's not so flippant. welcome back, Stan. People, you were saying that people were giving you death threats, correct?
Well, that happened in 2010, soon after the book came out. I wrote a piece for the Washington Post, imagining Washington, D.C. at some future time and what it would be like if there were no air conditioning. And I thought it was a fairly innocent piece. I tried to paint a balanced picture of what it would be like, including having Congress meet on summer afternoons, meet out under a big canopy on the Capitol lawn so they would focus their minds more on environmental matters. But just the fact that I was talking about the world without air conditioning apparently riled up a lot of people. There were 67 pages of almost all hostile comments on the website, and I got hundreds and hundreds of even worse email things people couldn't put on online, I guess, including some implied violent threats, which of course weren't serious, but they sounded serious. But people, it seemed like there were some people who were just looking for something to be angry about, but then there were others who seemed to have a kind of a panicked feeling about this. I've lost my 401k or what, all these other things. Don't tell me I have to do without air conditioning. I can't take that.
I'm like, that is sad. One of the favorite ones that I had was when the woman said, "You'll have to pry my air conditioning from my dead cold hands."
Yeah, very.
Is that right? Did I get it right?
Yeah.
And you know, frankly, if I had read your book when I was experiencing a heat wave, I kind of may have been at one of those people who was adding. Did you say 67 pages or 67 comments?
67 pages.
67 pages. Okay.
And I think I looked at about 600 emails, and I think maybe 15 were positive. But that was, I should point out, that was a highly unusual incident in my experience, because in every other case on call-in radio or in responses to things I'd written or interviews, people were quite positive very often, and a lot of people offered their own ideas about how to stay cool without air conditioning, and it seemed for some reason, and I think because that Washington Post piece ended up kind of getting around on some blogs and so forth, I think that there was a different audience that came out for that one.
Right. They're not the eco-green people.
Right.
So tell us about some. I was happy to read that there are lots of health benefits. So, yes, we'll be hotter, but we will be healthier. Tell us how, and specifically how we can lose weight if we deal with the air conditioning.
Well, again, with the caveat that I'm not talking about, you know, people who are, whose health is vulnerable to overheating, but just for people who are in normal good health and most of us, staying in a continuously air-conditioned environment at home and at work and in the car reduces our heat tolerance both mentally and physically. And mm-hmm. When we're exposed to warmer temperatures, our bodies adjust over time and our minds do too, so that when they comfort researchers, when they survey people to see what and put them in different temperatures and they say whether they're comfortable or not. Mm-hmm. The comfort range is not a fixed 10-degree interval or something. It expands and it moves depending on the temperatures that you've been experiencing in recent days and weeks, so that people who live without air conditioning or work without it will report that they're comfortable at warmer temperatures than people who live with air conditioning.
So what's the range that is kind of that we can experience?
Well, it depends on the population and so forth. But, you know, normally the industry will define comfort as being basically in the 70s, more or less, or, you know, 68 to 78 or something like that. And then that was kind of the comfort range, for example, in one study in Thailand, comfort range that office workers who worked in air-conditioned spaces, that was similar to what they said they found comfortable when they were in a, you know, laboratory situation. But
right.
Ones who worked without air conditioning were comfortable, I believe, all the way up to close to 89 degrees. As long as there were fans going and, you know, there was air movement, they were perfectly
right. So it's 68 to 89, along with some fans or whatever. But we actually have a range where, like, we can be okay. Like, just like you were saying, when you're, you know, in Georgia, 85, you're going to live. It's not, you know, nothing awful is going to happen. But let's go back to weight loss, because I saw something in here that I thought, well, that's interesting. Because you eat more, it says, decades of evidence suggests that we tend to eat more in cold environments than we do when we're hot and sweaty. Ha ha.
Right.
And I know that I eat less when I'm hot. So is that how we would lose weight? I mean, when we're hot, we just eat less. And why is it that we eat less? Where does it say? Why is it that we eat less?
Well, yeah, there are three factors involved in this link between air conditioning and obesity. And I should say that researchers still point out that too much eating and too little exercise are the main reasons. But air conditioning does seem to be an influence, and one is that in they've shown this in experiments, especially in the military, that people eat more when they eat more when they're in cooler conditions and less when it's warmer or when it's really cold. So they tend to eat in a more comfortable conditions. People eat more in. Also, in that comfort range, whatever it is, but if your body is in an environment in which it doesn't have to burn energy to stay warm like you would out in freezing weather, and it doesn't have to use energy to stay cool like it does when the outdoor temperature, the ambient temperature is warmer, then the body tends to burn less energy and store more energy in the form of fat. So it's either too warm or too cold, we tend to burn more energy. And then the third factor, which I think is quite important, is it goes back to this tendency for us to lead a more sedentary indoor lifestyle in the summer when during the age of air conditioning than we did before. So there are all three of those things that are working.
Interesting. So start turning down the AC lower so that you're in that range. Start going out more. You'll be eating less because you're not going to be freezing eating French fries and comfort food, just gigantic mashed potato and steak at your desk because your office is so cold, shivering or wearing your sweater. All right. So there are other health benefits too. Okay, allergies, disease, sleep, even your sex life, you propose, can get better with AC.
I had wondered if with the advent of air conditioning, had it had an effect on the birth rate. And the overall birth rate apparently is not affected, but it has evened out the seasonal fluctuation in birth. It used to be that there would be a dip in births in late spring, which would be 9 months after the hottest months of the previous summer. Mm-hmm. And then it would go up later. So you'd have this kind of a up and down wave through the years. Now birth rates in pretty much all months are pretty much even.
I love that. I can't even imagine all the research that you've done to conclude all these things. So Stan Cox, who in June joined us talking about his new book, Any Way You Slice It. Today he's talking about losing our cool. And so if you want to actually hear more about Stan and his new book, make sure to go to www.firedupwithcj.com. Next up, we're going to be talking about how you can save money on your monthly bills during the summer. We'll be right back.